Michael, I got so enthralled with the things you were saying, I didn't let you finish the story about the Marilyn Monroe seance.
That's okay. I tend to ramble sometimes. A typical Piscean trait, I think. But when I give my lectures around the country, I always say to people, now this may happen, so you can always, you know, raise your hand and pull me back. It won't insult me at all. But basically what happened was I did psychometry there. They were trying to show, they did a whole series about, it's called Dead Famous, and they did a whole series about, you know, famous people who have died in Hollywood and around, you know, like they did the Rat Pack and other people too. But anyway, we were at this house, and the gentleman who owns the memorabilia, I guess, is the president of a Marilyn Monroe Society, which is, he's a wonderful man. He and his partner were just gracious hosts, and they let us come in there, and I did psychometry over, you know, some of the items that were there, some furniture and things, and I don't know if all your listeners know what psychometry is, but that's where a psychic can hold an object in their hand, and they can feel the vibrations of the, I'm going to use again the term the electromagnetic energy that seems to be around that object. Usually it's, you know, metal objects, rings, jewelry, bracelets.
Owned by or used by the dead person, right?
Whoever.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't even have to be dead. If you handed me your wedding ring right now, I'm assuming you're married.
No.
And okay, well, let's say you are.
Was.
Okay. I'm not very psychic right now, am I?
working until 5 in the morning does have its liabilities sometimes.
Oh, you poor man. But if I were to hold your ring, you know, I could tell you things like, you know, the gold quality or whatever, or, you know, sometimes I get things that are absurd, like where the gold came from, where it was quarried or pulled from, or, you know, it's just, I don't know what I get. And that's the interesting thing about being psychic, and that's why I want to study more about, you know, getting involved in the science of how this works, because I know what I can do, I know what my capabilities are, but I don't always know how it works.
Right.
And that's
right.
The interesting thing. And I'm sure we'll have callers later of people who are scientists, and, you know, they'll try to explain it away with some simple logic. But you know what? They can't get inside of my head. And until somebody comes up with equipment that can actually do that while I'm alive to give me the answer, you know, we just have to continue on our quest to find out what the truth
sure.
is for each individual person.
Well, I tell you, if we continue with this interview, you're going to have my whole life scattered all over the place.
I'm
here.
Sorry. I'll stop now. We'll just have to talk. We'll have to meet for lunch sometime.
Okay. Anyway, more about Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn came through, and I actually have to say I was floored that she came through, because I kind of thought that she was gone a long time ago. You know, years ago I used to go to Kenny Kingston, and I studied with him.
Oh, sure. He's been on the program.
He's wonderful. Just a great man. And I used to go and listen to him speak and do readings and stuff at a little place in Sherman Oaks. And anyway, you know, he used to always say that he talked to Marilyn every day. And, you know, like everybody else, I'd say, yeah, right. But, you know, if he believed that, that was great, you know. But I just thought Marilyn was probably gone. Well, during this communication circle, not only did she come through, the gentleman who was supposed to be the medium, and I was told he was very experienced, he was not experienced at all. I won't mention his name because I would never do that to somebody, but he's a wonderful man, but he just needs to learn how to ground himself, and he needs to learn how to decipher which spirits, you know, to communicate with and which not to, because, you know, there's good and bad. There are positive and negative energies. There are positive and negative people, and there are positive and negative spirits. It's the same thing. I always say you take with you into death what you had in life, you know. So anyway, he was, you know, a nice guy, but very inexperienced. And when he opened up, all kinds of spirits came through. One of the ladies at the table was going into convulsions, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, you know, to myself. And so I jumped up, and I took them all through a healing meditation, which is what I usually do when I do a communication circle. I pray, make sure that everybody is protected, that they understand that it takes all of our energy to contact people. And then once that happened, we both sort of started channeling this information, and I do automatic writing. And we had Marilyn Monroe came through, the doctor that was her physician came through, her nurse came through. Jackie Onassis came through, Robert Kennedy, all kinds of people came through this other medium. You know, it was amazing.
That is amazing.
The stuff that happened. And the one message that Marilyn had that was so simple was, please let me go. It was, and there were people at the table who were also fans, that were members of this club that the gentleman who was the president, you know, belonged to. And she said, you know, don't worship me anymore. You know, let me leave. And that is so huge, because that means that all those people who are out there praying for the repose of the souls of their loved ones, I think back to my childhood in Catholic Church again, to all the little old ladies and men, you know, that wore their veils and prayed the rosary every day for their souls of their children and their spouses and whatnot. Could they actually be holding that spirit earthbound?
Maybe. You know, she died in 62, right?
Right. And here it is 2004.
Yeah, still hanging around.
And, you know, you go to her grave in Westwood and you always see kisses, lipstick marks on her grave. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful sentiment. But I wonder if that is actually more detrimental to the spirit, if it actually holds them earthbound. So I was talking to Barry Taff about that, and he said, absolutely. He said, it makes sense that, you know, it definitely would hold the spirit in place in this dimension that we call Earth. And so, you know, I love talking to him. He has a different attitude about it all. And after the session was over, they interviewed him on camera, and we had some aromas come through the room. They did have a candle lit, and it was a scented candle, but it was like a gardenia or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the scent that came through was very different from that. And, of course, you know, on camera, he says, well, you know, there was a scented candle. And that's his cynical side. But as a parapsychologist, he has to have that, because you have to have the logic goes with, you know, the phenomena. You have to think about, could this be explained as a normal thing? And that's part of the science that's involved in the work that, like, Richard Senna and I do.
How do you feel about those debunkers who do not believe anything about the paranormal or psychic realm? Nothing.
I think they're entitled to their opinion. I think we're all on our own path. However, I don't think it's right for them to say, I've been on some shows with some people that are famous for being skeptical,
mm-hmm.
and I don't do those shows anymore. Because, like I said, you can't get inside of my head and tell me that what I'm seeing is not somebody who is deceased.